我们很快来到了最后一个晚上了。
We thank the Lord very quickly. We've reached the last night.
我想开头的时候，我请弟兄姊妹先和我一同来读主的话。
I think to begin, we'd like to read God's word.
今天晚上呢，我们要交通腓利门书。
Tonight, I want to share on the book of Philemon.
我想只有一章圣经啊。
And we know that Philemon consists of only one chapter.
我们就把它通通读过好了。
And I thought we would read through the entire chapter.
那么我一段一段的来读，我读一段，那么就呢读段英文。
We'll read this in portions.
腓利门书啊。
Book of Philemon.
为基督耶稣被囚的保罗，同兄弟提摩太。写信给我们所亲爱的同工腓利门和妹子亚非亚，并与我们同当兵的亚基布，以及在你家的教会，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父和主耶稣基督归于你们。我祷告的时候提到你，常为你感谢我的神，因听说你的爱心，并你向主耶稣和众圣徒的信心，愿你与人所同有的信心显出功效，使人知道你们各样的善事都是为基督做的。兄弟啊，我为你的爱心大有快乐，大得安慰，因众圣徒的心从你得了畅快。
Verse 1, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, and Timothy, our brother, to Philemon, our beloved brother and fellow worker, and to Apphia, our sister, and to Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always, making mention of you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith which you have toward the Lord Jesus and toward all the saints. And I pray that the fellowship of your faith may become effective through the knowledge of every good thing which is in you for Christ's sake. For I have come to have much joy and comfort in your love, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, brother.
第八节，我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你合宜的事，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求你，就是为我在捆锁中所生的儿子阿尼西姆求你。他从前与你没有益处，但如今与你我都有益处。我现在打发他亲自回你那里去，他是我心上的人，我本来有意将他留下，在我为福音所受的捆锁中替你伺候我，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Verse 8, Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do that which is proper, yet for love's sake, I rather appeal to you, since I am such a person as Paul, the aged, and now a prisoner of Christ Jesus. I appeal to you for my child, whom I have begotten in my imprisonment, Onesimus, who formerly was useless to you, but now is useful both to you and to me. And I have sent him back to you in person, that is, sending my very heart, whom I wish to keep with me, that in your behalf he might minister to me in my imprisonment for the gospel. But without your consent I did not want to do anything, that your goodness should not be as it were by compulsion, but of your own free will.
第十五节，他暂时离开你，或者是叫你永远得着他，不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？这也不拘是按肉体说，是按主说。你若以我为同伴， 就收纳他，如同收纳我一样。他若亏负你，或欠你什么，都归在我的账上，我必偿还。这是我保罗亲笔写的，我并不用对你说，连你自己也是亏欠于我。兄弟啊，望你使我在主里因你得快乐，并望你使我的心在基督里得畅快。
Verse 15, For perhaps he was for this reason parted from you for a while, that you should have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, a beloved brother, especially to me, but how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord. If then you regard me a partner, accept him as you would me. But if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand. I will repay it, lest I should mention to you that you owe to me even your own self as well. Yes, brother, let me benefit from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ.
21节，我写信给你，深信你必顺服，知道你所要行的必过于我所说的。此外，你还要给我预备住处，因为我盼望借着你们的祷告，必蒙恩到你们那里去。为基督耶稣与我同坐监的以巴佛问你安，与我同工的马可、亚里达古、迪马、路加也都问你安。愿我们主耶稣基督的恩常在你的心里。阿们。
Verse 21, Having confidence in your obedience, I write to you, since I know that you will do even more than what I say. And at the same time, also prepare me a lodging, for I hope that through your prayers I shall be given to you. Epaphras, my fellow prisoner in Christ Jesus, greets you, as do Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, Luke, and my fellow workers. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit.
我们再看希伯来书第二章。
Also turn with me to Hebrews chapter 2.
第十一和十二两节。
We'll read Hebrews chapter 2 verses 11 and 12.
因那使人成圣的和那些得以成圣的都是出于一，所以他称他们为弟兄，也不以为耻。
Verse 11,
还有十二节啊，说我要将你的名传于我的弟兄，在会中我要颂扬你。
Verse 11 and 12, For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father.For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will proclaim thy name to my brothers. In the midst of the congregation I will sing thy praise.
我们再看马太福音，马太福音第二十三章。
And also the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23.
第二十三章第八节。
Matthew 23 verse 8,
但你们不要受拉比的称呼，因为只有一位是你们的夫子，你们都是弟兄。
But do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, and you are all brothers.
我这一次呢，所有的负担是和弟兄姊妹们交通更多认识基督。
My burden for this conference is to share upon the topic knowing Christ more.
我头一天已经略略的说了。
And I spoke on the first evening.
我们希望弟兄姊妹们，我们能够在对基督的认识上能有长进，能够成熟。
My hope is that in Christ we will learn to grow and mature.
我们知道我们活在地上。
We know that as we dwell on this earth,
一年一年的过来,
As the years go by,
我们最重要的事情就是对基督要有更多的认识。
The most important thing in our lives is to know Christ more.
我们需要长进。
We have to grow.
我们需要成熟。
We have to mature.
我们需要对基督能有完全的认识。
We have to have a complete understanding of our Lord.
那我们知道在头一个世纪，
We know that in the first century,
使徒保罗是最好的一个榜样。
The Apostle Paul was a wonderful example.
我们看见保罗从他蒙恩开始，
We see that the Apostle Paul, from the moment he was saved,
他就开始竭力地追求认识基督。
He began to diligently pursue after Christ.
从大马色的路上开始，
From the road to Damascus,
经过了许多的年日，
And through many years,
最后他被关在罗马的监牢里面。
He reached the point where he was imprisoned in Rome.
我们看见在这个时候，保罗对基督的认识达到完全，达到成熟。
We see that at this point, his understanding of Christ came into perfection or full maturity.
他第一次被关在罗马监牢里头，写了重要的四卷书。
And so, as he was imprisoned in Rome, he wrote four important books.
这四卷书让我们能看见保罗对基督的认识是一个完全的。
These four letters show us that Paul's understanding of Christ was now complete.
是成熟的。
It was a mature understanding.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神借着他这个榜样来激励我们。
Through the example of Paul, our God encourages us.
我们的一生所最重要的事情就是对基督能够有不断的认识，能够达到完全。
So the most important thing in our lives is to know Christ more and to come into this full knowledge of Him.
但是在这四卷书里面，
However, in these four books,
那么腓利门是一卷很特别的一卷。
Philemon is a unique letter.
我们看见哥罗西书，看见以弗所书，看见腓利比书，这都是非常高大深奥的书。
Well, we see Colossians and Philippians and Ephesians. We see that these are great books.
好像是在天上的，在荣耀里的。
These can be considered heavenly or glorious.
忽然来到腓利门书啊，
And then we come to the book of Philemon.
好像就从天上 下来了。
It's as if we have descended from the heavens.
所以很多读这四卷书的人可能都有这样的感觉。
And so for those who have studied these four books together, they may have such a feeling.
好像腓利门书啊，看起来呢，跟其他的三卷书啊，不太相称。
It seems like Philemon doesn't really compare with the other three.
似乎好像保罗在那里得到这个伟大的启示的时候啊，
And it's as if Paul received this great revelation.
哎，忽然想起来了，有一件很小的事情需要处理一下。
And then he realized, oh, there's this small matter I have to take care of.
所以他就顺手的处理了一下。
So on the side, he took care of this small matter.
我从前呢，我也是这样的一个看法。
And I used to think of it this way.
但是呢，近来我在主面前仔细读这卷书，我发现完全不是。
But as I began to study this short book very carefully, I realized this was not so.
这一卷书也是保罗所写的一卷非常成熟的书。
This book is also one written by a mature Paul.
我们可以说呢，在这一卷书里面呢，保罗处理了一件人与人之间的关系的一件事情。
We see in this book how Paul deals with an issue between two men.
但是保罗呢，是透过了对基督那个成熟完全的认识来处理的人的问题。
But through a very mature understanding of Christ, he deals with these two men.
似乎啊，好像在这里保罗告诉我们呢，无论哥罗西、以弗所、腓立比这么高大的书信呢，都是可以运用的。
And of course, we know that these great books such as Colossians, Ephesians, and Philippians can be practically applied. We can apply these things in our daily living.
所以因此呢, 腓立门书呢, 成了一个好像非常实际的一卷书。
And we can find that Philemon as well, it can be a very practical book.
我们看见保罗在处理 腓立门跟阿尼西姆中间的这个事情的时候,
we see that as Paul is dealing with this issue between Philemon and Onesimus,
他处理得非常的美丽,
he deals with this issue in a very beautiful way,
非常的成熟,
in a very mature way,
也非常的老练,
and in a very experienced manner.
我们都晓得今天在教会的侍奉上,
we know that in church service today,
最难处理的就是人的问题。
The biggest problem we have to deal with is man.
其实呢, 侍奉就是处理人的问题。
And really, in service, we are dealing with the problems of man.
就是处理人与人之间的问题。
Dealing with issues between men.
我们知道这个呢, 是今天在教会侍奉上, 最艰难的问题,
and we know that in church service, this is a very difficult problem.
但是也是最重要的问题,
and yet, it is a very important problem.
我永远不会忘记啊,
I'll never forget.
我20多岁蒙召的时候,
when I was called by the Lord in my 20s,
那个时候我还在学校读书啊,
at the time, I was still in school.
我有一天在图书馆里面,
one day, I was in the library.
啊, 那个时候我在 一个大学里面读这个机械工程,
I was studying
mechanical engineering
in college.
Mechanical engineering. 那我一心呢想将来出来呢做个工程师,
and I thought I would become a mechanical engineer.
我进到那个图书馆里面呢坐在那里读书,
and so I was studying in the library.
忽然之间主来呼召我了。All
of a sudden, the Lord called me.
主说，你出来服侍我。The
Lord said, come out and serve me.
主，我那个里面呢，很清楚这个意念。And
I have a very deep impression.
主说，我这里还有另外一个工程呢。The
Lord said, I have a separate career.
Engineer.
Or a separate engineering.
主说呢, 这个是呢,生命的工程。
This is a life engineering.
你知道现在大学里面有这门课啊, 从前没有的。
There's actually this course in colleges. Previously there wasn't.
但是主就对我说, 因为主知道我在要读工程。
The Lord knew I wanted to be an engineer.
所以主说, 这里有另外一个工程是生命的工程。
So the Lord told me there's another kind of engineering, life engineering.
从那个时候起我就知道侍奉主不是像我所想象这么简单。
And so I knew that from that moment, serving the Lord would not be an easy thing.
在教会里面领领诗歌,讲讲道,那么带带儿童,帮助帮助年轻人。
Perhaps I could lead the hymns at the church, or preach a message, or lead the young people, or teach Sunday school.
从那天开始起,我里面就很清楚。
But from that moment, I knew clearly.
侍奉是处理人的问题。
Service has to deal with the problems of man.
这是最艰难的问题。
And it's the most difficult problem.
地上没有一样的事业比这个更艰难。
There's no other matter on earth that's more difficult.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
and so brothers and sisters,
这几十年过来了,
decades have gone by.
我也觉得在侍奉上最艰难的问题就是处理人的问题。
I've come to understand that the most difficult thing in service is the relationships between men.
但是我们要记得,
so brothers and sisters,
主耶稣到地上来,
the Lord came here
就是处理人的问题。
To deal with the problem of man.
因为撒旦知道,
because Satan knows,
神的旨意是要借人来成全的,
God's purpose will be achieved through man.
所以呢, 撒旦第一件事情就把神所造的人把他败坏了。
So the first thing Satan did was to corrupt God's created man,
把罪带到人的里面,
to bring sin into man's life.
结果呢, 我们知道人就变成一个 充满了麻烦的人。
Then we know that man has become problematic.
人完全被破坏。
Completely corrupt.
所以不仅个人被破坏。
Not only is the individual corrupt.
人与人之间的关系更是破坏。
The relationship between human beings is broken.
神为着要恢复人回到正常的光景中。
In order for God to restore man to a normal state.
所以我们的主耶稣必须道成肉身来到地上成为人。
Our Lord Jesus had to come in the flesh, to come as a man.
他只有站在人的地位上，他可以处理人的问题。
Only in the position of a man could he solve the problems of human
beings. 主付了何等重大的代价。
He paid such a great price.
33年半的时间在地上。
33 and a half years on earth.
最后三年半，我们看见他经历多少的痛苦。
And in that last 3.5 years, the amount of suffering he experience.
最后上了十字架。
Until he went up onto that cross.
流血舍命。
He bled and he gave up his life.
主做这一切为了什么呢？
Our Lord did all of this for what?
他就是要把神所造的堕落的人把他拯救回来。
He wanted to redeem the man that God originally created but became corrupt.
神把我们这些已经不对了的人把他拯救回来。
People who were abnormal, the Lord wanted to redeem.
我们都知道拯救回来了，工作还没有停止呢。
And we know that this work of redemption has not ceased.
神还要在我们身上做归正的工作。
The Lord is doing the restoration work to this day.
To correct 我们。
To correct us.
这个是一个恢复的工作。
This is a work of restoration.
所以这个恢复的工作实在是无比的艰难。
This is a work of recovery and it is difficult.
我们晓得神创造天地用大能。
We know that,
create the world.
That our Lord created the universe.
用大能，他用大能创造天地。
With his almighty power.
实在来讲那个还是容易的。
And by comparison that,may be considered easy.
那么恢复的工作比创造的工作艰难百倍。
We know that the work of recovery compared to the work of creation is far more difficult.
你知道，我想弟兄姊妹，我们蒙恩得救的人都知道。
I think those of us who are saved know this.
我们这个人多难办呢。
How difficult it is to deal with us.
我们里面的问题这是多得不得了啊。
We have all sorts of problems.
感谢神的大怜悯。
We thank the Lord for his mercy.
他没有丢弃我们。
He has not cast us aside.
虽然我们给他无数的难处，但是他不灰心，他又忍耐。
Even though we bring him plenty of problems, he doesn't give up and he has plenty of patience.
他在我们身上仍旧一点一点地在改变我们。
Gradually, he is transforming us.
要把我们从不对的光景中改到对的光景。
From an incorrect state to a correct state.
因为我们的主知道。
But our Lord knows.
只有把我们这些得救的人把它弄对了，神的旨意才能实行的。
Only when he redeems us and corrects us can we fulfill his will.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹，我们知道人的光景决定神的旨意能不能很通。
So, brothers and sisters, we know that man's condition can determine whether or not God's will can be fulfilled.
所以今天在侍奉上,
so, in the matter of service,
最重要的事情就是处理人的问题。
The most important thing is to deal with the problem of men.
在教会中啊，如果你能把人的问题把它处理得对了，那么我想侍奉上就成功了一大半。
If in church service we are able to deal with the problems of men, then that is a great victory.
这是何等不容易的一件事。
Because it is not an easy thing.
感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
在腓利门书里面。
In the book of Philemon.
我们看见保罗如何来处理人际之间的这个问题。
We see how Paul deals with the problem of men.
他若是没有对基督那样一个完全的认识，
and if he didn't have this complete knowledge of Christ,
没有那么成熟的认识，
he didn't have this mature understanding of Christ,
他要处理这件事情是非常非常的困难的。
then it's remarkably difficult for him to deal with this problem in
Philemon. 弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
我们都知道使徒保罗有他个人的性格上的一些的难处的。
We know that Paul himself had some difficulties in his character.
保罗年轻的时候是一个很偏激的人，是一个很extreme。
When Paul was younger, he was a very extreme person.
他是一个偏激的犹太教徒。
He was an extreme disciple of Judaism.
你看那个时候，他看基督徒啊，看不顺眼，追杀他们啊，你看多厉害。
When he saw that Christians were not doing what he deemed to be the right thing, he persecuted them and killed them.
人家基督徒跑到别的城里面去了，他拿了大祭司的文书还要追过去呢。And
when the Christians fled to other cities, he got permission from the high priest to pursue after them.
所以你可以说呢，保罗绝对不是像我们所想象那么善良的一个人。And
so we don't imagine Paul as necessarily this disgracious person.
他看见斯提凡被杀。
He watched with his own eyes that Stephen was stoned.
圣经记载,
and the Bible records how pleased he was.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so, brothers and sisters,
如果在保罗早年的那段时间来处理这个问题,
if we see a young Paul who had to deal with the problem found in Philemon, we would see that perhaps it would not have a happy ending.
而这个时候在罗马的监牢里,
but yet, at this point in his life in the Roman prison,
保罗对基督的认识达到成熟,
Paul's understanding of Christ had reached maturity.
所以他透过对基督成熟的认识处理了这么一件人际之间的关系。
And so through this mature understanding of Christ, he was able to deal with this problem between two men.
他实在处理得非常的美丽。
And he did so in a beautiful way.
所以很多时候啊, 我们基督徒如果没有长进呢, 没有经验呢, 我们看这卷书啊, 觉得没什么。
And so, perhaps for Christians who have not matured, we might read this book and we might think it's no big deal.
你越有经历,
the more experience we have,
年事越长,
and
perhaps, 年龄越大,
perhaps the older we become,
你回头看这卷书, 你就知道不简单。
Then you look back at Philemon and you know that it wasn't an easy thing.
若是对基督没有那么样的一种认识,
if he didn't have such an understanding of Christ,
很难把这种事情处理得这么好,
it's very difficult for him to deal with this in such a wonderful way.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
腓利门这卷书,
this book of Philemon,
是一卷成熟的书,
it is a mature book.
感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
这卷书今天对于我们来讲实在是何等重要的一个提醒。
This book is an important reminder to us.
因为我们知道在保罗的年间呢,
because we know that
在保罗那个时代,
in that age, the age that Paul lived in,
那么罗马的帝国里面是许可这个
At that time, it was acceptable in the Roman Empire to have slaves.
这个人与人之间呢, 是不平等的。
There was not any equality among men.
所以呢, 在他们的生活里面, 这是很自然的一件事情。
So in their lives, this was a natural thing.
就好像你, 从前在欧洲一样的, 有贵族, 有平民, 他们看作很平常的。
Just like previously in Europe, there was a hierarchy consisting of clergy and laity. This was normal.
那么你像在印度一样的，他们有这个种族的这个分四种不同的阶级，他们觉得很自然。
And in societies like India, there are different sects and there's a hierarchical system.
所以保罗在这样的一个环境里面长大，他看这个东西是应该很自然的。
So Paul grew up in this age, and these slavery was a normal thing.
在那个时候没有所谓人人平等的这个观念。
There wasn't this ideal of equality among men.
那个时候阶级的这种思想就是很普遍的东西。
And something like slavery was considered normal.
所以呢我们知道保罗现在能有这样的一个眼光这样的看法绝对不是当时代人给他的观念。
So for Paul to have such a thought, was not something that came from that age.
他所受的教育更不可能的。
And from his upbringing, it was impossible.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
这只有透过基督
It's only through Christ.
他看见了神原初造人时候的那个思想。
Paul was able to see the original thought in God's mind when he created man.
弟兄姊妹们圣经告诉我们说我们的神从来不偏待任何人的。
So we know that the Bible tells us that God is not partial towards any person.
所以当初神在造人的时候神的意念中所有人都是平等的。
When God created man, his intent was for all men to be equal.
人中间也不可能有这种阶级的。
There should not be any hierarchy among men.
神不会说把这个人造得高一点把那个人造得低一点没有的。
God would not create someone to have a higher stature over another person.
若不是基督在保罗的里面
If it weren't for Christ in Paul,
他怎么可能有这样的一种思想呢
How could Paul have such a thought?
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们看见对基督所有的认识
We see that when we have an understanding of Christ,
这不仅关乎到我们对神旨意的认识
This doesn't just pertain to our understanding of God's eternal purpose,
也关乎到我们在人际之间生活的一个问题
It pertains to our daily living among men.
我想弟兄姊妹们都知道腓利门书的这个背景
So I think all of you know the background to this book of Philippians.Philemon.
这个阿尼西姆呢本来是这个腓利门的一个奴隶
We know that Onesimus was a slave of Philemon
我们也不知道那个时候呢家里出了什么事情
And we don't know what happened in the household of Philemon
所以这个阿尼西姆呢就好像偷了这个主人的这个钱财就跑掉了
Perhaps Onesimus stole from his master and ran.
当然圣经没有记载。
Of course, the Bible doesn't document this in detail.
也许呢腓利门呢不知道怎么对他不大好他跑掉了。
Perhaps Philemon mistreated him and Onesimus ran.
就跑到罗马是吧
And he ran to Rome.
后来那边关到监牢里去了。
And then Onesimus was imprisoned.
正好碰见保罗。
But in prison, he encountered Paul.
保罗就在那里传福音给他，结果呢，安西姆得救了。
And so Paul may have preached the gospel to him, and he was saved.
真真正得救了。
And he was truly saved.
所以现在呢，保罗知道这个安西姆呢，原来是腓利门的一个奴隶。
And then Paul finds out that this Onesimus was a slave of Philemon.
所以现在他要希望安西姆。能够重新回到腓利门那里去。
And now Paul's hope is that Onesimus will return to his master.
我们刚刚讲了，在那个时代的里面呢
，I mentioned this earlier that in that age,
这个奴隶是非常的低级的一般人。
In that time period, a slave was a very low, had very low stature in society.
他们甚至呢，连自己的人格都没有的。就是很低啊，非常的低。
They were very lowly.
所以在那个时代中，一个主人呢，如果因这件事情把那个奴隶打死了，都不犯罪。
And in that society, even if a master were to beat his slave to death, he would not be committing a wrong.
现在保罗要把阿尼西姆送回到腓利门那里去。
In these circumstances, Onesimus was to return to his master.
他也知道处理这个问题要非常的小心。
And of course, Paul knows that he has to deal with this situation very carefully.
所以在这本书里面呢
And so within this letter,
we
see how Paul deals with Onesimus. And we also see how Paul addresses Philemon. And when you read these words carefully, it's very wonderful. In Paul's heart, these two are equal. And he dealt with this in such a wonderful way.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, we know it's because of the grace that Christ has given to him.
所以他首先呢,
and so he had an attitude towards Onesimus. And he speaks of this to Philemon. He says, no longer a slave, but a beloved brother.
哇, 弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果我们今天呢, 像我们现代人呢, 有这个所谓人人平等的思想,
for us who live in this age where we understand equality of men,
我们晓得这个世界到今天呢, 都没有办法弄到人人平等, 对不对?
We know that even in the world today, there is not an absolute equality among men.
这是近几百年才有的思想,
and we know that even this idea came about in the past.
但是要把它做到人人平等都很困难,
but to actually achieve equality among men, that is impossible.
所以当初保罗要求腓利门 不仅是对待阿尼西姆能够平等，比平等更高， 是弟兄。
But at that time, it was extremely difficult for Paul to ask them to not only be equal, but to be more than that, to be brothers.
亲爱的弟兄。
And not only that, but to be beloved brothers.
你想想看当时的情况。
Imagine that time.
我讲阿尼西姆从腓利门家 偷了钱财逃跑了，阿尼西姆已经是，不，腓利门已经很生气。
I'm sure at the time when Onesimus stole from his master and ran, Philemon was angry.
他有没有到政府去告这些官员，那么去抓他？
Perhaps he may have even told the officials to go and capture him.
我们不知道。
We don't know these things.
但是现在忽然阿尼西姆回来了。
But now can you imagine Onesimus returning?
你想想看腓利门呢？ 这个里面什么感觉呢?
Can you imagine the feelings that Philemon may have?
但是保罗对他说啊,
but Paul tells him,
你要对他不再是奴隶啊,
Paul tells him, no longer a slave.
也不是说恢复他奴隶的工作嘛,
and not only to, he's not asking him to restore him to his position as a slave.
不不不,
it's not this.
是亲爱的弟兄。
He wants him to restore him to a position of a beloved brother. So Paul knows this is not an easy thing to ask. So we know that Paul begins this letter by extolling
Philemon.
So we know that Paul says some nice words at the beginning. How wonderful Philemon is.
可能把腓利门心里面想到阿尼西姆很生气的。
You know, perhaps Philemon was extremely angry at Onesimus.
给保罗讲了几句说你是有爱心有信心的，那你也不能发脾气了，对不对？
But when Paul says, you know, you're such a loving brother, then how can he be angry?
当然我们知道保罗在这里呢，他不是像我们人一样的，哎呀，先给他讲点好话呢，那么叫他消消气，不是的。
But we know that Paul is not like us and just speaking these nice words in order to calm him down. Because we know in reality Philemon was a good brother.
保罗给他提醒,
Paul was merely reminding him.
那么保罗说呢, 不再是奴仆呢, 是亲爱的弟兄。
So Paul reminds him, Paul tells him, no more a slave, but a beloved brother.
保罗说带我, 实在是如此。
He says,
第十六节,
in verse 16, there's this phrase, especially to me.
保罗呢，不仅是在道理上这样讲的。
Paul not only in doctrine，
保罗确实在实行上面真是把阿尼西姆当成亲爱的弟兄。
Not only in his writing， but he really considered Philemon a beloved brother。
把阿尼西姆当作是弟兄。
He considered Onesimus a brother。
这个阿尼西姆呢，现在在保罗他在眼中看不是奴隶。
Paul no longer views Onesimus as Philemon's slave。
保罗说，何况在你呢
？So Paul says, what about you？
对你是不是也很宁愿甘心这样呢
？I view him in such a way. Are you willingly going to view him in the same way？
我已经把他当作亲爱的弟兄。
I'm already considering him my beloved brother。
你怎么样呢
？What about you？
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
We thank the Lord。
无论在肉身上，在主里面。都是亲爱的弟兄。
Whether in the flesh or whether in the Lord, Onesimus is now a beloved brother.
这里我们能看见，在属灵世上这是一个至高的境界。
We know that this is such a great thought.
超越了人间的许多的这些不平等事。
Beyond the inequalities in society.
所以保罗也对。腓利门说：“你要收纳他，如同收纳我一样。”
So Paul tells Philemon to receive him as you would me.
如果你把我当同伴的话
，If you truly consider me a co-worker，
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
因为在保罗的心里面感觉说呢
，In the heart of Paul，
绝不可以再把阿尼西姆的看成一个奴隶。
He thinks that Onesimus should no longer be considered a slave.
弟兄姊妹，这一个保罗的思想
，this thought of Paul，
就出于我们主伟大的思想。
This is just like the thought of Christ.
刚才我们读到希伯来书第二章里面讲
，and we read in Hebrews chapter 2。
那使人成圣的和那得以成圣的人原是出于一。
For both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one Father.
所以他称他们为弟兄也不以为耻。
For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
我们的主是何等的尊贵荣耀。
Our Lord is so magnificent and glorious.
但是他今天称我们为他的弟兄。
And yet he calls us brothers.
这个原来是完全不相配的。
There's nothing equal about him and us.
但是呢，我们的主愿意称我们为弟兄。
And yet he is willing to call us brothers.
所以当我们一蒙恩得救之后
，So when we are saved,
主就把我们的地位升高了。
The Lord has lifted up our position.
升高与他站在一个好像平等的地位上一样。
As if we're standing in the same position as our Lord.
主曾经对门徒说：“我从此后不称你们为仆人，称你们为朋友。”
And he even says to his disciples, no longer, he says, now I consider you friends.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
神收纳我们, 这是神的大恩典。
And for God to receive us like this, it is his great
grace. 我们没有一个弟兄姊妹可以忘记这个恩典。
Not a single one of us can forget this grace.
特别在我们处理别人的事物的时候弟兄姊妹，你要想起主怎样收纳我们。
Especially when we're dealing with the problems between men, we have to remember how the Lord has dealt with us.
主，我们的父亲如何爱他儿子
？How the Father has loved his Son.
他照样爱我们。
In the same way, he has loved us.
这是我们没有办法感激得完的大恩典。
We cannot We can never give him enough thanksgiving for this.
弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
神把我们抬到跟他儿子相同的地位上。
The Lord has exalted us to the position of his son.
所以保罗在罗马书十五章才这样说。
So in Romans chapter 15, it says,
他说你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样。
Verse 7, it says, therefore accept one another, just as Christ also accepted us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要求主怜悯我们
May the Lord have mercy on us.
啊，我们需要对基督有更深的认识
We have to have a deeper understanding of Christ.
所以保罗现在能对阿尼西姆存有这么样的一种的思想
So for Paul to have such a thought towards Onesimus.
我们知道这个思想不是保罗原来有的。
We know that this could not have originated from Paul himself.
他是透过基督才有这个。
Only through Christ can he have such a thought.
保罗不仅现在对他在监牢中所带领得救的阿尼西姆有这样一种尊贵的思想。
Not only can he have such a precious thought towards this Onesimus who was redeemed in the prison.
但是保罗我们看见他对腓利门他也没有勉强他做事情。
But we also see that in his dealings with Philemon, he never forces him to do anything.
所以你看见他现在对腓利门他也有非常好的一个对待。
So we see how well Paul instructs Philemon.
我们知道腓利门是保罗的同工。
We know from these passages that Philemon is a fellow worker of Paul.
但是腓利门呢，是在保罗所有同工中间呢，不一样的一个同工。
But among Paul's co-workers, Philemon was unique.
保罗大多数的同工呢，都是放下职业呢，好像全时间的来服侍的。
Most of Paul's co-workers had given up their careers, their livelihood, to serve God.
那么有人告诉我们，腓利门可能也是个财主。
Some scholars tell us that perhaps Philemon was wealthy.
那么他是有事业的。
Perhaps he had a profession.
但是呢，他也是保罗的同工。
And yet, he was Paul's fellow worker.
所以弟兄姊妹们，保罗的同工有两种人的。
So Paul's workers, among Paul's workers, there were two kinds.
所以带着职业也可以做同工的。
So even if you have a career, you could be Paul's fellow worker.
并且我们呢知道那个时候哥罗西的聚会呢就在他的家里面。
And we know also that the meeting place at Colossae was in the house of Philemon.
那么腓利门呢的确是一个充满爱心充满信心的人。
And Philemon was someone who was full of love and faith.
所以保罗常常为着他们的这种情况感恩。
And so Paul says he is thankful for him.
保罗知道腓利门即使是这么的爱主，这么有信心、有爱心的人。
And Paul knew that if Philemon was such a loving brother,
现在呢，要让这个阿尼西姆回到他那里去，要成为弟兄也不太容易。
Even so, he knew it was difficult for Onesimus to be looked at as a brother.
所以保罗在这里有一些话是对着腓利门的。
So here initially there are words that are specifically for Philemon.
他说我可以吩咐你做何一的事情。
He says, though I have the confidence to order you to do what is proper,
但是我不要勉强你。
But for love's sake, I am not going to force you.
我宁可凭爱心求你。
Verse 9, yet for love's sake, I'd rather appeal to you.
我们知道保罗是腓利门的年长的弟兄啊。
We know that Paul was an elder brother.
对吧？一向这个腓利门都是很听保罗的话。
And I'm sure Philemon was very respectful of Paul.
保罗说我可以吩咐你的，但是不。
Paul says, I could order you, but no.
我宁可凭爱心求你。
I'd rather for love's sake appeal to you.
你看保罗因着基督的缘故他降卑他的自己。
For Christ's sake, Paul was willing to lower himself.
这个合一的事本来不是一个过分的事情。
And this matter of unity is
适合的事情。
It's not something that is
第九节那里啊他说我放胆吩咐你合一的事。这个合宜的事情第九节、
yeah.
我们读一下，这里说，我虽然靠着基督能放胆吩咐你何宜的事，英文怎么翻？ verse 8, 第八节。
Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to order you to do that which is proper.
Now, the proper things, 就说呢，这个不是一个过分的，是一个合宜的、合理的事情。
It's not an outrageous request. It's a proper thing to do.
就是我们知道今天我们如何来做合宜的事情呢？
For us to do something that is proper.
你只有在基督里，透过基督，你才能做合宜的事。
Only through Christ can we do the proper thing.
保罗说，我这有年纪的保罗，保罗现在已经年纪大了。
And in this letter he says, the Paul, the aged.
我可以吩咐你，但是不，我宁可用爱心求你。
I could command you to do this, but...For love's sake, I appeal to you.
这意思说呢，他不用他的这个年纪，像我们中国人讲，用这个辈分啊，我是长辈，对不对？吩咐你这个小辈。
Paul is not taking advantage of his older age and stature to order Philemon.
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
你看见使徒保罗对腓利门。
We see how Paul deals with Philemon.
他怎样透过基督来说话。
We see how he, through Christ, speaks to this brother.
他也对腓利门说。
And he also says to Philemon.
他从前对你没有益处。
Previously, he was unprofitable to you.
如今对你、对我都有益。
But now is profitable both to you and to me.
我们知道阿尼西姆这个名字的意思是什么？就是有益的。
And interestingly, Onesimus' name actually means profitable.
所以这个话也说，从前对你来讲，他不是阿尼西姆，现在呢，对你我都是阿尼西姆。
So in other words, Paul is saying previously he was not Onesimus or profitable to you, but now he is truly living up to his name.
因为保罗证实他真正得救了。
Because he has truly been saved.
并且他活在保罗的心上。
And he is now found in Paul's heart.
就他不仅得救了。
Not only is he saved.
他整个改变。
He is changed.
哎呀，他现在真是诚心诚意的在那里服侍保罗。
And he is wholeheartedly serving Paul.
叫保罗的心都是非常受感动的。
And to the point where Paul's heart is moved.
所以保罗说，他现在对你对我都非常的有益处。
So Paul tells Philemon, he is profitable now, both to you and to me.
保罗进一步说，本来呢，我想把他留下来。
And Paul goes one step further and says, originally, I wanted to keep him.
但是不知道你的意思如何。
But I didn't know what, your will would be.
所以你看见，弟兄姊妹们，保罗处理这些事情是非常的细致的。
We see with detail how Paul deals with the situation.
啊，那么他不是很粗糙的做这些东西。
And he doesn't, take care of these things haphazardly.
哎呀，我最觉得啊，常常叫我们里面觉得很舒服的，就是很多侍奉主的弟兄姊妹、年长弟兄姊妹，他们做一些事情说非常的有生命的感觉。
What comforts me often is in the church where elder brothers and sisters deal with situations and people with that life.
非常能进入别人的感觉。
They can understand others.
他能够体贴别人的感觉。
They can feel what others may be feeling.
因为保罗说，我希望你甘心。
Because Paul appeals to Philemon and appeals to
willingly, 就是要甘心。
He wants Philemon to be willing.
就是你要完全明白，完全了解这个，并且什么是欢欢喜喜的去做。
And not only to willing, but to do so with joy.
啊，不能因为阿尼西姆回来，这个腓利门心里还是不舒服，对吧？
And of course, when Onesimus comes back, perhaps Philemon does not feel comfortable.
但是这个年长的保罗就写了封信来了。
But now this elder Paul has written him a letter.
菲利门, 好吧, 看保罗的面子吧, 收你吧。
And so Philemon may say, well, you know, I have to respect Paul, so I'll take you back.
不, 保罗不要这,
no, Paul does not want him
back this way. 保罗说你要担心,你要欢欢喜喜的, 真正在主里面做这些事情。
Paul says, not by compulsion, but by your own free will.
然后保罗安慰他。
And then Paul comforts him.
保罗说呢, 他是暂时的离开你, 叫你永远的得着他。
Says in verse 15, perhaps he departed for a while for this purpose, that you might receive him forever. Paul never brings up the crimes that Onesimus may have committed.
他用了多么美好的话,他是暂时离开你,叫你永远得着他,你看看。
What a word Paul uses. Perhaps he departed temporarily so that you could receive him forever. He doesn't see man's faults. He sees how the Lord has led this person. To the point where Paul can say, verse 18, if he has wronged you in any way or owes you anything, charge that to my account. For his brother Onesimus, he was willing to take on that account.
他说我一定偿还。
He says, I will pay that back.
这是我亲手写的字。
He says, I, Paul, am writing this with my own hand.
他说其实啊,你也欠我的。
And he mentions that, actually you owe me.
到底腓利门欠保罗什么我们不知道。
Of course, what Philemon owed Paul, we don't know.
总是过去呢, 保罗真的恐怕是在腓利门有需要的时候给他有很好的帮助。
Perhaps Paul assisted him in a time of need.
但是保罗说呢, 我还你,
And yet Paul says, I will owe you.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
这是何等美丽的话。
Well, what a wonderful word.
这种透过 对基督成熟的认识,
through a mature understanding of Christ, Paul could deal with this situation in such a wonderful way.
保罗说,
Paul says he has confidence in your obedience. Verse 21, this obedience means not according to my will, but according to the Lord's will.
所以他相信他的同工腓利门能顺服主的带领。
So he's confident that Philemon will be obedient to the Lord's leading.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
So brothers and sisters,
腓利门书虽然短短的一卷书,
Philemon, even though it is a short letter,
你看见保罗在这里处理这件事情的时候是多么的成熟。
We see such a mature dealing of Paul among these brothers.
他顾到两面的感觉。
He is concerned with both sides.
把他们一同引到基督里面。
He wants to bring both to Christ.
把人间所有本来
He wants to dissipate all these difficulties.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们说了, 在教会的侍奉上面,
in church service,
最重要的是就是处理人的问题。
The most difficult thing often is to deal with the problem of man.
虽然非常的艰难,
even though it's difficult,
在这里我们看见, 处理人的事情没有一定的公式的。
We know that there is no formula in dealing with the problem.
你不能说拿这个腓利门书呢当做一个公式，不行的。
We can't use Philemon as a blueprint to deal with all the churches.
因为神所要的所有的事都是活的。
Because God wants to see life.
今天呢，我们看见各道各书都写了很多的书啊。
We know that there are a lot of spiritual books.
处理夫妻问题，处理家庭问题，处理同工问题，对不对？写了很多书，很多人给了一些的，一些的，一些的，像公式一样东西。
There are a lot of books written about how to deal with coworkers, how to deal with your spouse, and in these books there may be a lot of formulas.
我们记得属灵的侍奉是生命的，是活的。
We know that in church service there is life. This it is living.
只有根据你对基督有这样一个更成熟的认识，你成熟的认识到多少，你处理的这个程度就到多少。
It's only what we've attained in our maturity in Christ, that is what we can work with.
这是真的。
This is reality.
我有很多年在教会侍奉上出现问题。
Many years ago, there was a problem in our church.
当然都是些弟兄姊妹中间人的问题。Of
course, it had to do with a problem among men.
哎呀，有的时候我真是觉得非常的困难。And
when these situations come up, I feel frustrated.
我常常想，哎呀，如果保罗在这里就好了。I
often thought, you know, if Paul were here, that would be a good thing.
他一定能处理得好。
Paul would take care of this issue.
当然主耶稣在这里更好啊。
But of course, the Lord Jesus is here, and that's even better.
为什么我感觉困难呢?
Why did I feel frustrated?
因为我对基督的认识还不够。
Because my knowledge of him was not enough.
所以我处理这些问题的时候呢, 我觉得我里面的恩典不够。
So as I was dealing with people, I felt like I didn't have enough grace.
我常常有时候在主面前呢, 真是从深处感谢我的主啊。
Oftentimes, I truly thank the Lord from deep within.
我对主说,
because I say to the Lord,
你知道我的幼稚。
You know how shallow I am.
我处理很多的问题并没有处理得很好。
When I deal with things, they're not dealt with well.
但是今天这些问题能过去, 完全是你的恩典。
But for these problems to be problems of the past, that is entirely your mercy. Through His mercy, He covers my inadequacies.
所以还好,
and so, thankfully, there hasn't been a great issue.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 在教会里面,
brothers and sisters, in the church,
我知道我们各处都有困难。
I know that every locality has its issues.
我知道今天我们的侍奉上也都是还在困难的当中。
And we serve in the midst of these difficulties.
不过这些年呢, 我感谢主。
But I thank the Lord that over the years,
如果你稍微注意一点这方面的问题,
if you pay attention to these challenges,
教会的光景会好得多。
The condition of the church will be improved.
所以今天我们常常讲教会要合一，合一的见证，合一在哪里呢？
So when we speak of unity in the body, where is the evidence of that?
如果人与人之间的关系不能和谐，哪里来的合一呢？
If we have problems between men, then where is the unity?
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
腓利门书不是一卷简单的书。
Philemon is not an easy book.
你不能用，好像哎呀，这个很浅。
It's not a simple book.
弟兄姊妹们,
it's not shallow or
elementary. 他是用他对基督丰富的认识来处理的一件美好的事情。
Paul, through a mature understanding of our Lord Jesus, deals with this problem in such a wonderful way.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
今天在教会的生活里,
in our church living,
保罗，我们的主告诉我们,
our Lord tells us,
我们都是弟兄,
we are all brothers.
这句话非常的宝贵。
This is such a precious word.
在教会里没有这个阶级的制度。
In the church, there is no hierarchy.
所有的弟兄姊妹都是神的儿女。
All brothers and sisters are children of God.
我们同有一位父亲。
We all have the same father.
我们可能有公用恩赐上面的不一样。
Now there might be differences in the gifts or the appointments.
像我两个儿子一样的。
For example, my two sons.
一个做牙医，一个做教授，两个公用不一样，但他两个是弟兄啊。
One is a dentist, the other is a professor. Even though they have different professions, they're still brothers.
一个顶多是哥哥，一个是弟弟，这个没有什么地位上面的不一样，对不对呢？
One might be older and one might be younger, but in position, there is no difference.
今天我们在神的家中也是这样的。In
God's household, it is the same.
我们应当看见所有弟兄姊妹。 都是一样，所以我们才相互会尊重。
We need to view every brother and sister as the same so that we can respect one another.
教会中有年长年幼的，年幼的顺服年长的，但是彼此也要顺服啊。And
in the church, perhaps there are older and there are younger, and the younger ought to respect the older, but there ought to be a mutual respect.
其实我们今天在基督里，我们应当看见。 这样的一种标准的认识
Because in Christ Jesus, we ought to see the standards with which He has set.
但是令人非常的遗憾，非常可惜。
But unfortunately,
教会历史上面一再地犯许多重大的错误。
We see throughout church history how there are many flaws and many wrongs.
我们读启示录的时候,
when we read the book of Revelation,
我们看见开头在以弗所的教会里面出现了尼格拉一党的人。
We see at the beginning in the church in Ephesus how there's an appearance of these Nicolaitans.
但是呢, 尼格拉的意思就是有阶级的不同的。
And Nicolaitans refers to a hierarchy.
但是呢，那个时候以弗所教会的光景还不错，他们恨恶这件事情。But
it says in the church in Ephesus how their condition was good and they rejected the teachings of the Nicolaitans.
在教会不可有阶级之分。And
they rejected this idea that there was a hierarchy.
但是很可惜。But
unfortunately,
到了别加摩的教会的时候,
by the time we reached the church in Pergamos,
那么他们顺服了。 尼格拉一党人的教训
It says the church in Pergamum has held fast to the teaching of the Nicolaitans.
所以你看见现在有教训出来了，有这个教导teaching出来。
So now there's this doctrine.
Doctrine 出来了，那么就有规矩出来了。And
because of this doctrine, there is a
规矩就是一种 regular.
Because of these doctrines, there are these rules.
Rules 出来了。弟兄姊妹们，我们看见这个时候教会的光景就改变了。And
we see the condition of the church has changed.
熟悉教会历史人都晓得。Those
who know church history well tell us.
在第二个世纪的时候。That
in the second century.
教父的时代。The fathers.
The age of the fathers.
很可惜，那时候几个教父都是非常爱主的。There
were some fathers who loved the Lord.
那么像 Ignatius 那 Polyuka 了，这 Clement 呢，这些都是当代的非常出名的一些的教父们。
These fathers such as Ignatius and Clement, these were very well-known leaders.
当然，他们是出于一个善良的意念。And
through a pure motive.
他们想说呢，教会呢要稍微的能够把它治理的有秩序一点。They
felt like there should be an order in the church.
所以因此呢，就把这个什么监督啊，这个长老们呢，就把它摆在一个不同的一个地位上去。So
they've exalted the position of the elder.
但是这个东西啊，对后世教会的这个伤害非常厉害。
But there was damage done in the ensuing generations of the church. So in the 5th century, during the height of Roman Catholicism, you see the appearance of the Pope. Or, I went to Italy recently. And I've seen some great murals in the cathedrals.
那画那个画是什么呢?
And do you know what was on that mural?
这个, 天主教的神父。
You see the paintings of all of these fathers in Catholicism.
他呢, 站在那里, 非常神奇,
and they stand there, well adorned.
然后前面跪着一个人就当, 带着君王, 王,
and you see someone kneeling before that father, and it's a king.
那个举着手给他祝福,
and this father is raising his hand and blessing this king. And you see a lot of these murals.
他们就强调说呢, 这些在天主教里面的这些神父, 他们有崇高的地位。
And they want to highlight the fact that these fathers in Catholicism have this exalted place.
连君王都要在他们面前下跪啊。
That even a king would kneel before them.
哇,那些 那些平信徒看见说都要跪下来闻他亲他的脚啊。
And these people have to kneel before them and kiss their feet.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们就立刻看见教会整个的光景就变质。
We see how this condition of the church has become degenerated.
非常的可怕。
And this is a really frightening thing.
这一直到了第18世纪19世纪,
and up until the 18th and 19th centuries,
弟兄运动起来了,
then we see the Brethren movement.
为什么叫弟兄运动?
And why are they called the Brethren movement?
因为那时候我们看见在圣经里面,
because they've recovered this principle that we are all brothers.
我们在教会中没有所谓的圣品阶级、神职人员和平信徒之间的分别，没有。
Within the church, there should be no hierarchy. There should be no laity and clergy.
但是很可惜啊,
so, unfortunately,
弟兄运动只做了局部的一个恢复,
the Brethren only recovered partially this truth.
今天我们看见在整个地上的教会中间, 大多数的人还是没有能逃脱这种思想。
We see that that largely throughout Christianity there is still this idea of clergy and laity. So when we read Philemon,
我们能感觉到保罗在基督里他有一个何等美丽的思想。
We see this wonderful thought that Paul has.
弟兄姊妹们,
dear brothers and sisters, we've fallen short of this. And we need God's mercy. That we need to return back to Christ. That we can put away these abnormal thoughts. So we have to pursue and know Christ.
弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天在教会的侍奉的里面,
in church service,
我们对神的旨意能达到什么样的程度,
to the degree which we can attain,
完全根据于我们里面对基督的认识,
has to do with how much we know Christ.
所以我们需要长进,
and so we have to mature.
我们需要追求达到完全,
we have to pursue until perfection. And in doing so, our service will become, we will gain experience in our service. And when we deal with the problems of man,
the
problem between two brothers, we can do so according to God's heart.
所以我感觉腓利门这卷书,
so when I think of this book, Philemon,
真是一卷何等宝贵的一卷书,
I think of it as a very precious book.
这绝不是因为保罗呢,临时呢,碰见阿尼西姆的事处理一下, 不是的。
It wasn't simply that Paul bumped into Onesimus, and so he had to deal with this on the side.
在这卷书里面你能看见, 保罗对基督的认识是何等的成熟,
within this short letter, we find that Paul's understanding of Christ has become very mature.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们今天追求对基督的认识,
as we pursue and press on to know him more,
这不是一件不可以实行的事,
it's not something that is impossible,
是可以实行在实际的生活里面的。
We can attain to this in our daily living.
所以保罗用腓利门书说明。
And Paul tells us in Philemon.
感谢主。
This is what Paul tells us. We thank him.
保罗给我们做了非常好的榜样。
He has become, Paul has become a good example to us.
我们能看见在罗马的监牢里他写了这四卷宝贵的书。
We see these four precious letters written in the prison in Rome.
现在我们才知道腓利门书这卷书它的分量一点都不轻的。
And we know that Philemon is not a simple book.
今天我想我们在侍奉中
And in our service today,
正在处在这个人的这个问题当中。
As we encounter many difficulties and problems among men,
也处在人与人之间的许多不同的关系当中。
As we find these struggles between relationships between men,
但愿因为我们更多认识基督，
but because we know Christ more,
让我们的侍奉能够带进更多神的祝福。
May the Lord bring about blessing through our service.
我们请低头再一点祷告。
Now let's close in a word of prayer.
主啊，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, we're full of thanksgiving.
虽然我们是一个堕落的罪人,
even though we are a fallen sinner,
我们里面充满了难处,
and we're filled with difficulties,
但是你没有丢弃我们,
yet you have not cast us aside.
你仍旧拣选我们,
you have chosen us,
并且你在我们里面做改变的工作,
and you are doing that work of transformation within us.
主啊，你的话告诉我们
，Lord, your word tells us，
你的选召从来没有后悔
，that you do not go back on your calling，
你爱我们，爱我们到底
，and you love us to the end。
我们求你让我们常常记得你的恩典
，Lord, may we constantly remember your mercy。
让我们因着认识你的缘故
，that through knowing you。
能更多流露你的自己
We might gain more of you
愿我们的侍奉
Lord, in our service
是你自己的彰显
May you be magnified
如同保罗把你彰显出来一样
Just like Paul expressed you
主啊今天我们在末了的时代
Lord, as we live in these last days
这个世界对我们的影响越来越厉害
And as the world impacts us more and more,
仇敌的工作也越来越厉害。
And as the enemy's work increases,
主啊，你保守你的教会。
Lord, we ask that you would keep your church.
保守每个弟兄和姊妹。
Protect every brother and sister.
让我们真正的在你面前能学习彼此相爱。
That we might truly love, learn to love one another.
我们真的能在你面前表现你如何对待我们。我们也如何对待我们的弟兄和姊妹
？So we might understand how you have dealt with us, so that we can deal with brothers and sisters the same way.
我们承认我们的软弱
，Lord, we acknowledge our weaknesses.
但是主，你是恩典的主
，But Lord, you are a God of grace.
你能在教会中做恩典的事
，And you can do the gracious work within your church.
我们愿意再把自己交在你的手中
，Lord, we want to commit ourselves into your loving hands.
主啊，谢谢你晚上与我们众人同在
，We thank you for your presence tonight.
你也祝福你自己的话语
，May you bless your own word.
垂听我们的祷告
，We ask that you would hear our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名
，We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.